जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Melody or nothing, no chorus. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Shoshananana Raja Jana Ranjana Shoshananana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Sharanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Sharanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Stotra Sattashri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Stotra Sattashri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Sham Kundradha Kundgiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamayi Ki Jai Jamanamayi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande Hare Namo. Thank you all very much for taking part in this evening's program. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text 3. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Out of thousands of among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Purport. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first 6 chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization by jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahma realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time he is beyond the knowledge of Brahma and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahma. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivash Adi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare A couple of housekeeping issues. Are there any more chairs? I think this gentleman would be more comfortable having a chair. Also, perhaps we could ask you all to move up just a little bit. That way, if more people come from the back, they'll have space. There you go. Now you're... Well, that's better. Good. And as for you... Okay. Oh, there she is. There we are. Okay. There's our man. We could also ask for a mobile check, perhaps. If you've got mobile with you, then you might want to turn it silent. Okay. Problem here. Yes, it's really hard to think and play chicken at the same time. Oh, there's a microphone outside. Okay. Speaker outside, so much the better. Beautiful. Okay. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. The Srila Prabhupada makes the point that generally people aren't interested in spiritual realization. People are interested in ahara nidra bhaya maitunacha, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, which is the common engagement of both men and animals. The animals are also eating, they're also sleeping, they're also defending themselves and also sleeping. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. The animals are engaged that way. So the human beings also But the animals have no inclination towards self-realization. The animals don't inquire, who am I? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? What is the purpose of my life? The animals have no such facility. That's what it means to be an animal. They can't do it. The human beings can do it, but don't. When we don't, then we're considered, in the Vedic language, dvipadapashu, two-legged animals. We're animals, but we have two legs. That's our distinction. No greater distinction than that. Because atato brahma jigyasa, the human life is meant for spiritual inquiry. Parabhavastavada bhoda jato yavanna jigyasata atmatatvam. Until a human being inquires about spiritual realization, his life is considered a failure, defeated. Parabhava means a failure. So, unfortunately, most human beings fail in the purpose of life. They get the human body, which there's the higher intelligence, higher opportunity, and they use it for the lower engagements of eating, sleeping, sex, and fighting, and they don't go beyond that. So, Krishna says, Manusyanam sahasreshu, out of thousands of human beings, kaschit yatiti siddhaye, maybe one can become perfect. Perfect means self-realized. Siddhanam, kaschit yatiti siddhaye. One may attain perfection. Perfection means realizing that I'm not the body. I'm thinking I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Swedish, I'm white, I'm black. I'm identifying with this body as though the body were the self. This is simply wrong. The body is a temporary thing. The consciousness within the body is permanent. Antavanta ime deha nityasyogda shirirna. The body is a machine, and the person within the body is running the machine. I tell my hand, come here, scratch my head, and the hand comes and scratches the head, because consciousness is directing the hand. But actually, I'm that consciousness, and I'm directing the machinery of the body. But in material consciousness, I identify with the body and think this is me. So perfection means to get free from that bodily concept of life and to come to my spiritual identity. And I'm a spiritual living being. I'm eternal by nature, blissful by nature, full of knowledge by nature, and only by false identification, false ego, am I thinking that I belong to matter, that I'm a product of this material world, that I'm born at a certain time, that I die at a certain time. This is transcended by the person who has real understanding of the self. But Krishna says that out of thousands among men, one may understand this, and yatatam api siddhanam, out of many who've attained perfection, many of those small number who've attained perfection, kaschin mam veti tatvata, hardly one can understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, by analysis, discrimination, by some austerity, one may understand that I'm not this body. One may understand that I have nothing to do with matter. But to go further and understand Krishna requires more than merely the ability to discriminate between matter and spirit, or to speculate in a logical and intelligent fashion. It needs Krishna consciousness. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord, Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. This Ishvara Parama Krishna means that Krishna is the supreme controller. I control to a certain extent. I control my car. I control my business. I control my something. My cat or my dog. I control my dog. Sit. I'm controlling. But I'm not the supreme controller. I myself am under control. My boss calls up and says, I want you here by 10 o'clock. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My government says, you owe us 1,000 Swedish crowns. You have to be here by 10 o'clock. Yes, sir. I'm under control. If I don't show up, the police come and arrest me. I'm under control. I'm controlled by my children. Daddy, Daddy, I want this, I want this. All right, all right, all right. I'm controlled by my wife or controlled by my husband. I'm controlled in so many ways. Well, I'm controlling, but someone is controlling me. Then someone is controlling them. Someone is controlling my boss. Someone is controlling my government, my president. Someone is controlling still higher. From Vedic literature, we understand that there are different demigods who are powerful controllers of the forces of nature. Someone is controlling the sun. Someone is controlling the moon. Just as someone is controlling a particular county or state, someone is controlling entire planets. But even they are not the supreme controller. They're controlled by death. I say, listen, I'm in charge. Death says, no, I'm in charge. Get out. And who can say no? So I'm under control always. And the others who are above me are also under control. But when you come to Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is the supreme controller. No further control is to be found there. Swarat, he has complete independence. Ishvara Parama Krishna and Sachidananda Vigraha. His form is eternal, not like the forms of this world. His form is blissful, and his form is full of knowledge. Anadir Adir Govinda. He has no origin other than himself. But he's the origin of everything. Everything has an origin, and that has an origin, that has an origin. But when you come to the original source of everything, that's Krishna. Sarvakarana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Everything in the world is ruled by cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. But the original cause of all the other causes is Krishna. It's very difficult for the non-devotees to know Krishna. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti, or devotional service, is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why don't they take why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not so easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy. But when practiced factually, when it's practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vithim Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kolpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. The stereotype is sometimes found that devotional service or bhakti is a kind of sentimental thing. We sometimes hear the cliche that gyan is for people of the head. For people of the head, there's speculative knowledge and discrimination and thinking your way through everything and hypothesizing. That for the path of spiritual realization for people of the head is the path of knowledge. And the path of realization involving devotion is for people of the heart. The implication is that if you've got a lot of sentiment and no brain, then bhakti is for you. Otherwise, if you have a brain, then it's philosophical discrimination. The path of the heart is so easy, it's just some prayers and some sentimental expressions. But the challenging path is the path of knowledge. This is the stereotypical idea. But actually, the path of bhakti is not mere sentimentalism. It's arrived at when one reaches the culmination of knowledge. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find that after many, many lifetimes of cultivating knowledge, when one actually achieves knowledge, Gyanavan, when he actually is in possession of knowledge, he finally surrenders to Krishna. Mam prapadyate. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti. By his perfect knowledge, he comes to understand that Krishna is everything. Whatever exists is Krishna's energy. Krishna includes everything. There's nothing beyond Krishna. Krishna is the supreme entity, the supreme truth. And we're all tiny parts of Krishna. So when the perfect seeker of knowledge comes to that understanding, there's nothing left for him to do but to surrender. There's no question of going somewhere else or doing something else. I was searching for the truth. Now I've found the truth. I was searching for the absolute. Now I've found the absolute. Now I have to surrender. So surrender to Krishna comes when one achieves the perfection of knowledge. Gyanavan. Then how can it be merely a path of sentimentalism? On the contrary, it's for those who are mature in knowledge and are ready to go on to the next stage. I found the truth. I found the absolute. I found the supreme. Now I have to form a relationship with the Supreme. Now I have to act in relation to the Supreme. Just suppose Columbus was looking for America. So he found America. Now you have to deal with what you found. You know, bring back spices to the queen, or, you know, do something. It's not, I found it, everything's over. I found it, now my dealings with America begin. Something back and forth, something has to happen. So if I was looking for the absolute truth, and I find the absolute, no, it's not, all right, now I found the absolute truth and I can go home now. The work is over. The work has begun. Now I've found the absolute. Let me develop my relationship with the absolute. Suppose I was looking for my father. I never knew who my father was. Now I found him. So now the dealings begin. Oh, you're my father. Then there's some relationship reestablished. Then we act in that relationship. And we revive the loving exchanges between father and son. So that's based on actual knowledge. Not sentimentally, oh, his eyes look like my eyes, he must be my father. But I actually have confirmed, yes, this person is my father. In so many ways, it's proven by birth certificates, by the testimony of my mother, by so many things. Now I know, yes. Oh, on that knowledge, all right, now the dealings begin. So Ganavan, when one comes to real knowledge, one surrenders to Krishna. Now what is that surrender? That surrender means I begin to serve Krishna. For that, there's some process. The path of bhakti involves some process. I have to practice something. I have to follow some rules, some principles, some procedures. Otherwise, how will I further advance? There must be some method, some means by which I reestablish that relationship, by which I act in that relationship. That method has been described in Vedic literature. In the Vedas, in the Puranas, Pancharatra. So if I want to achieve success in the path of bhakti, the path of devotional service to the Supreme, then I need to follow the guidelines of this Vedic literature. Not simply make up, well, I think I should do it this way. I think that will not work. The path of trial and error is too inconclusive, too contradictory. I make one step forward, two steps back, another step sideways, another step in the other direction. Mahajana yena gatah sapanta. I should follow in the footsteps of the great self-realized souls. Then, as they've achieved perfection, I could also achieve perfection. Otherwise, I can just go wandering and get lost. So that perfection here is super perfection. The initial perfection is simply to understand that I'm soul, that I'm not the body, that I'm consciousness, not matter. But now the super perfection that one can achieve is to understand Krishna. It's not possible for the Brahman-realized impersonalist or the Paramatma-realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. The Brahma means the impersonal feature of the Supreme. God is everywhere. God is everything. A kind of vague, powerful but vague perception of God as all-pervading. That's all right. But there's a higher realization. The realization of Paramatma. That God is present within my heart. Dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pashantiyan yogina. The yogis can, by their yogic discipline, see God present within the heart. Now that vague realization has become more tangible and more specific. They see God within themselves. But there's still a higher realization of the Supreme, to realize God as the Supreme Person, independently, not just existing within my own body, but existing in His own abode, with His own form, His own qualities, His own activities, His own associates. That's called Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Supreme Personality has many pastimes, lilas, activities of His own choosing. He chooses to appear as the son of a devotee, Yashoda Mayi. He appears as the friend of a devotee, Arjuna. These are all His loving dealings that He establishes with His pure devotees. And even though one may have realization of the all-pervading nature of God, or of God within one's heart, one has to go still further to understand this feature of God as the Supreme Personality, Krishna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muyanti yad surya mam tu vedana kashchana. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know Him, then sa mahatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as He is, tatvataha, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, in the cause of all causes, in His omnipotence and opulence, and in His wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. Because Krishna is benevolently inclined to His devotees. He's the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize Him as He is. Therefore it is said, Atas Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivaha Do Swayameva Spuratyadaha. No one can understand Krishna as He is by the blunt material senses, but He reveals Himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto Him. Question mam veti tatvata. Tatvata means factually. The devotees of Krishna can factually know Krishna. Why? Because Krishna reveals Himself to the devotee. To understand Krishna by our own power is not possible, because our power is limited. Our senses are limited, our mind is limited, our intelligence is limited, and Krishna is unlimited. So how, by our limited instruments and limited power, will we understand the unlimited? But if the unlimited chooses to reveal Himself, then who can stop Him? If He chooses, He can reveal Himself anywhere and everywhere. And to whom does He reveal Himself? To those who are devoted to Him. That's natural. We yes, Krishna exchanges with those who love him. If you like someone, then you're inclined to see that person. If someone doesn't like you and you don't like him, or even if you like him but you know he doesn't like you, then, you know, why do you want to have anything to do with him? If you know that I'm not interested in you, that I don't care about you, then why do I go out of my way to have something to do with you? But if you really care about me, you're always thinking about me, you're always trying to do something to please me, then naturally I think, who is this person? He cares so much about me. Then naturally I feel like exchanging. Well, he cares about me, I should care about him. That's natural. Or I may think, well, he's just trying to do something for me because he wants something from me. He wants to get something from me. So maybe I'll still be reluctant. I may be very hard to get in touch with. But if you make friends with someone dear to me, then I'll have to get involved. Suppose I may not be very interested in you, but if my son is interested in you, then I'll think, who is that person who's interested in my son? My son's interested in him. Who is that person? I may be very difficult to make friends with, but you might make friends with my son just by giving him, you know, a little candy or something. Then I started, who's that nice man? He's so friendly with my son. Or even if you see me walking on the street, instead of say, excuse me, could I talk with you? You pat my dog. Oh, what a nice dog you have. And I say, oh yes, he's a very nice dog. He's very intelligent, yes, I can see he's a very good dog. So now because you're friendly with my dog, I also become friendly with you. Therefore, the method of approaching Krishna is not exactly to approach Krishna directly, but to approach the devotee of Krishna. Kintu prabhoya priya evatasya, because the devotee of Krishna is very dear to Krishna. So if I become dear to a devotee, then Krishna sees, who is this person? This is the way. Not exactly to try to see Krishna, but to try to act in such a way that Krishna will want to see us. Again, what is the power of my seeing? But if Krishna wants to reveal himself, what is the difficulty? You try to get to see some head of a big factory or something, some big businessman. You might be a little worker in a corner of the factory. How will you get to see him? But if it comes to your attention, to his attention, that this worker is very nice, and if then he wants to come see you, it's easy, he can go anywhere. So to attain the success of Krishna consciousness, to understand Krishna factually, we are recommended to follow this process of devotional service, process of bhakti yoga, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, as taught by the great acharyas. That will make our project successful. That will make our life successful. Chaktva deham punarjanma naiti. If one understands Krishna factually, then his birth and death in this material world is finished, and he goes back home, back to Krishna, for eternal bliss and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. All right. Are there some questions?
So this was mentioned how rare the Krishna, talking about the Krishna, and also. snow in this land of the appearance.
Yes. Question, Mamveti Tattva. Krishna says it's very rare. Then we may say, well, there's so many Hare Krishna people. Maybe this is a bogus thing because it's supposed to be rare. And so many people are taking to it. But yes, the answer is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself and Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's distributing himself very liberally in this age. Dinahina yata chilo harinami udurilo. By this chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is making himself available. So even this rare thing can become obtainable in this age by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. 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 Yes, there are 12 typical Mahajanas. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kopila Manu Prahlada Janika Bhishma Bali Bayasaki Vayam Brahma Nard Muni, Lord Shiva Kumara, the four Kumaras, Kapil Dev, the son of Devahuti, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. These are the 12 standard Mahajans, authorized great souls. And anyone who follows in the footsteps of these great souls, he's also Mahajan. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving the list, reciting the list of these 12 Mahajans. He was talking to his secretary. So he said, these are the 12 Mahajans. The secretary was very bright. He said, and you're number 13, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, and you're number 14. Oh, by following Mahajana Yena Katasa, by following, you also become a Mahajan. Is that all right? Something else? Yes. How will you know you're making progress? Yes, you'll feel satisfied. And you'll feel detached from material attraction. Just like when you're eating, how do you know when you've eaten? No one has to give you a certificate. You'll feel, now I'm satisfied, now I don't need to eat anymore. Pratyakshavagamam dharma. You'll feel by your practical experience. Bhaktir Parasyana Bhava Viraktir, especially that detachment. Now I'm materially detached because I'm spiritually satisfied. Is that okay? Yes. English or Sanskrit, either is all right. These verses. The Sanskrit has a very nice transcendental sound to it. Easy to memorize. Metrical. But if you memorize in English also, the same potency is there. Yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You have to speak up. Is it mentioned in any other philosophy than the Vaishnava? It is Vaishnava philosophy. So wherever it's mentioned, there's Vaishnava philosophy. I'm not quite sure I understand. What do you have in mind? Krishna is mentioned even by Shankaracharya, who's not in the Vaishnav line. It's mentioned even by Patanjali, who's in the teaching the yoga system. Is that what you mean? What do you mean by Krishna consciousness? What do you mean by Krishna consciousness? Yes. Yes, what? I don't think we're communicating here. I don't think I understand your question. No? Want to give it another shot? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Like Buddhism or something? There's no mention of Krishna in Buddhism because they're... Are there religions? Krishna means God. God is mentioned in all the religions. All the religions are about God. So they're all about Krishna. But to a greater or lesser extent, or from one angle or another angle, it's all about Krishna. Krishna means God and God means Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is mentioned everywhere. Okay? Good. Okay, we got to the bottom of it. Right. Is there any other question? What's next? Yes? Could be. 98, 99. It's not kind, it's Brahma Muhurta Prabhu called me, that's all. Yeah, you are fortunate that the BBT is here. Me apart, but it is fortunate. Anyway. I heard you had a restaurant and there was good food, so I decided to come.
You were first given this service in the BBT very
early. Yeah, early. 1968. Yes. What is that? Excuse me? Oh, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. So what's next? Do we chant? Do we... What happens? That would be nice. Usually it's nice, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paraman Sri Raj Kacharja Stokar Sri Sri Shimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Shami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paraman Sri Raj Kacharja Stokar Sri Sri Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarsati Go Shami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Sridhar Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Day. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokubinath Sham Kundradha Kundgiri Uvridhan Ki Day. Vrindavan Tham Ki Day. Nabadip Tham Ki Day. Jagannath Puri Ki Day. Gangamai Ki Day. Jamanamai Ki Day. Tulsi Devi Ki Day. Bhakti Devi Ki Day. Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki Day. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande.